Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
She can't start while I have my phone on her. We're rolling. I'm recording it. She's all set. Just talk.
Hello.
Welcome to the episode. Ashley may be uncomfortable.
Hi, guys. We've missed you. Hello.
Hello.
I really thought we were just going to start this one with a bang because we were like, we were vibing in the car except for the few times where I was talking to you and you weren't listening to me.
Well, it makes me sound like such an asshole, but like I asked her to drive because I had like a bunch of stuff I had to do really quick. I'm on my phone. So obviously I was paying half attention because I was on my phone while talking to you.
So. And I knew that, but I kept talking anyways just so I could then make you feel
she
horrible.
Called me out a couple times and was like, Ashley. Yes.
Get hello. It together. Anyways, welcome to this episode. We're going to start with a random thought.
Oh.
I got it. Okay. So I was thinking about this the other day. Mm-hmm. I would love to know how people first figured out foods were poisonous.
Oh, someone died.
I was researching it because in my mind, I could picture like cavemen, right? Someone important dies from eating something.
Oh, yeah.
So then they come up with this system where they're like, all the like criminals then become like the food tasters. And then, but that's what I'm wondering. Like, was there someone that it was their literal position?
Yeah. I don't know if it was someone's position. I mean, I don't know. It's not like I was there. But, like, I'm assuming someone died from it. And then some smart person was like, okay, well, I'm going to feed this to, like, one of the animals or to my friend Steve.
PETA, don't come at us.
And see what happens, you know? Yeah. And then puts it together that, oh, that every time someone eats that or something eats that, it dies. Yeah. So.
I know. And then I was trying to Google it because I Google everything, and there was little
Is
to
that
know.
What you were trying to do
yes,
in the car?
For so long.
She wanted to sit in the car for like an extra 2 minutes trying to Google something. She wouldn't tell me what.
And then all I could find was like just people saying their opinions on things, and like one article was saying how like different parts of the world figured out different foods at different times. Like they were saying like people were eating tomatoes in one area of the world, and the other area of the world thought they were like ancient demonic
that makes sense though. I feel like that makes sense, like that's just how, you know, it just people learn at different times, different places.
I definitely
ways.
Would be the cave woman that would be like, look at this berry, dead.
Out for the
and
count
dead.
The whole family goes okay. Interesting. How have you been, Taryn?
I've been grand.
Grand. You want to stick with that answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like this week has been really good. I'm trying to think of anything specific that's happened. I did not come prepared today.
Oh, well, no, you're fine.
This
you're
is
fine.
All off the cuff.
This is live. This is live. How life is, people. My week was boring, too, so there's that.
Oh, well, I've been trying to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to eat salmon.
And guys, we should preface this a little bit. She doesn't eat salmon. And by doesn't eat salmon, she doesn't eat fish.
No.
She tried salmon for the first time maybe a month ago because my sister and I forced her to. And I'm happy to say that she's been eating more of it.
Yes.
We're trying to broaden our taste bud horizons.
I'm trying. But the funny thing is, so like my brother came over the other day and I cooked a meal mm-hmm. with salmon. And I asked him to try it because I realized, like, I don't know what it's supposed to taste like.
Okay.
Like, I've never eaten it before. So I could be cooking it and it could be tasting like literal butt. But, like, I wouldn't know the difference because it's not like I've ever ordered it somewhere where it was cooked right.
Right. No, that makes sense. How are you cooking it?
I don't know.
Wait, what does your brother say?
He was like, it's good. But
wait, which brother?
It was Ryan, and he has this very specific lie face, but I couldn't tell if it was on. Yeah. When he was a little kid, okay, and I will totally post on our Instagram.
Please.
A reenactment video.
Please.
He had this thing where every time he would go to say a lie, his lips would like quiver weird, like very unnaturally. So he would be like.
He'd be like.
Yeah, he would. We're like demonstrating it and they can't see. But yeah, he would be like, no, I didn't touch your toy. And then his lips would just start going nuts. And I'd be like, bro, you're lying straight to my face. Like, you're doing the thing. Anyway, so that's new. I do feel better.
Good. I think you should. I mean, fish is very healthy for you. So.
Yeah. But I definitely like I drove by Raising Cane's the other night and I was like, I would be all over you.
Get away from me, Satan.
Second.
Not today.
In a second.
Let the devil know, not today.
Yes.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
What about you? This is a whole new Taryn that we're meeting right now, guys.
You know, she's ready.
She's ready.
She's ready to thrive.
She's ready to thrive.
I mean, it's about dang time. I'm in my 30s, so hashtag old.
30, flirty,
and
thriving.
Almost thriving.
No, thriving. My week was good. I got some work done. I'm leaving for a trip soon.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I did a lot of shopping mm-hmm. for that. And I've been packing all day today. And
what's your packing protocol?
Protocol for packing.
Protocol.
Let me think. usually it starts off with like a bunch of laundry.
Okay.
Like I go through all my laundry and I get everything clean and then I dump it on my bed and then I sort everything. And then I usually start with like bathroom stuff first because
okay.
it's easy. Then I put everything in piles like bottoms and tops. And then for bottoms, it's usually like two pairs of pants and a pair of shorts. And then
so you don't do like
leggings.
Outfits necessarily. You do like
not
staples.
For this. Okay. Okay. That's a good point. It depends on the trip.
Okay.
So for this trip, I'm actually going to like work with kids.
Oh, cool.
And so this is a not outfit necessary kind of place.
Yeah.
So this is like jeans and a t-shirt the entire 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I don't need to like look cute.
Yeah.
So this is
but
just,
you
know,
cute.
At least since it's 2 weeks, I need at least like 10 tops
mm-hmm.
and I'll be able to wash them at some point. And then jeans, one pair of jeans, one pair of shorts and like countless leggings because
yeah.
I'll just wear leggings a lot of the time. But for like a brand trip or a group of friends trips, I definitely
do
plan
outfits.
According to
yeah.
outfits because that's usually where
yeah.
content gets taken.
Yeah.
And it's all about the outfits,
it's
my friends.
It's all about the outfits.
It's very important.
I'm a head to toe packer. So I physically touch my head and I think about like, what are all the things I would need for my head?
I was going to say, what is a head-to-toe packer?
Head-to-toe.
I didn't know it was a term.
I think I just made it up.
I think you did, too.
I'm really clever like that. So I go to my head, and I'm like, okay, I would need, like, a brush. I would need a toothbrush. Like, all the things I would need with my head, and then I go down from there.
Oh, that's brilliant.
To, like, get to my feet. And
so
then
do
I,
you often forget things or no because you do that?
Before I started doing this, yes.
Right.
Frequently.
Okay.
But yeah, and then I go over, I have like a list that I try to go over that my dad, who is very detail oriented.
Mm-hmm. He is.
So he has a list that he always looks at when he packs. So then I look at that too, because it literally has everything you can imagine.
That's brilliant. Yeah. You should. We should share that.
I'll share it.
You should share that on Instagram Twitter or something, because I'm sure you're not the only one.
It's going to be called Dad's Pack List, head to toe.
Head to toe.
Well, you're welcome, everyone. Yeah,
we'll post that on Instagram. Packing. Speaking of Instagram, you guys, we just hit over 8,000 followers.
Shut on our the Instagram front page. Door.
That's a small applause for you guys. We appreciate you and all that you do. Yeah. Also, I really do want to give a quick shout out to a dear friend of mine who it was in a recent episode. Taryn was talking about flirting and how flirting works. And she used the term, hey, big boy. And I said, someone please make an edit of it. And someone did. Exactly know how to say their Instagram, so I'm not even going to try. But she did it. I DM'd her. I thanked her for all of her.
For her service.
All of her services, for listening and for taking the time to do this. And like, for the boys that she put in the picture.
I know.
Can we talk about that?
Some of them I was like unsure. Like, have I said anything about? But then Mike also, Trout? Mike Trout, definitely. Like, so Mike she's Trout, like a
Chris
day
Hemsworth,
one.
Zac Efron, Harry Styles.
Which nailed it. Shawn Mendes, right?
Shawn Mendes. Yeah. No, Shawn Mendes. I don't see Shawn Mendes.
He's yummy. Oh, he's not on there?
Or okay. maybe in my he's mind. In the bottom. Anyways,
yeah.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for your edits, guys. It makes my day.
Yes.
When I see this. Also, we still, you know, I'm still toying around with the idea of merch one day, and this would be a great t-shirt.
That would be a great shirt. I would definitely wear that.
If you haven't seen this edit, guys, please go to our Instagram page. It's the only all yellow post with Taryn on it saying, hey, big boy.
It's great. And also we have like a highlights thread that says proof. And that's usually where we try to put everything that we talk about in the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. So super pumped on that.
So great.
Also, since we're still on the Instagram, situation, we have an update.
We do.
We do. A while back, and it has been a bit now, but someone wrote in, and I believe this was a letter that I read, and it was titled, I'm not sure if you remember, it was titled Toxic Family Members, and it was about her and her sister.
Oh yeah, totally remember.
Well,
that.
She DM'd us and said, hey, I wrote you guys about my sister, in quote, she put toxic family members email, and wanted to let y'all know your advice was spot on.
Stop it.
Go us. And she says, everything you said was weirdly accurate about my sister and I, but your advice was really helpful. And we're in a better place now.
Stop it.
I literally read this and I just wanted to tear up. I was
amazing.
That makes me so happy. She says, I love, love, love your podcast. You're both doing such an amazing job. Thanks so much for the advice.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
You're making my heart so happy.
And you're also making it so that now we're like, well, what we say
gold
works. So we're just going to keep throwing it out there. No, but actually, I was actually talking to Brett, and I'm specifically saying his name, Brett, is my brother, because he was so annoying about, you have to give me credit for this idea, which I was like, bro, we've already thought about this. Anyways, him and his wife, Vanessa, literally FaceTime me from their jacuzzi listening to one of our episodes.
That is the best thing I've ever heard.
Which made me think, like, I would love, next time, if you guys are listening to this, just snap a photo. Like, what are you doing throughout your day, like, while you're listening to this? And tag us in it.
This.
I would love to know.
You know what? The most, I read a lot of DMs that you guys send, and I read a lot of comments that you guys send, and the most common one is that you guys listen to us on your way to work.
Yes.
Which I totally get, because it drops on a Monday morning, so that makes sense. But yeah, maybe we should start a thing. We should start a hashtag.
I would love it.
Of where you guys are when you're actually listening to the podcast. Yes. Send us a selfie.
Oh my gosh, I would
love you
it.
Listening to the podcast, and just, you know, a little glimpse of where you are.
Yes.
And what you're doing. That would be
love
fun.
That.
I would just love, like, you can be creative too.
Totally get creative.
Yeah.
Yes. Where was I going with this? Oh, so he was saying, he was like, honestly, like, I'm so invested in these stories you've read. He was like, same. Like, there was one where the girl, and like, I just want to know, did he message her? Like, he was saying that. And so I was like, that's a great idea. So I think we're going to do our research and we would love to have like a full blown like update episode.
I would love it. There's so many people I want to know about. Like a couple episodes ago, I think I read one about this girl who liked this guy and was going to follow him to college.
Yes.
In Arizona.
Yes.
And they were going to come out here to Disneyland. And of course, I never got a DM, which I was half expecting one.
Yeah.
Because I was like, let me know. But yeah, like I want to know what happened. Did she talk to him?
We would love.
Are they together?
Maybe we'll do
Did
that.
Did she chicken out? I want to know. I need to know.
Ashley's really invested.
I'm so excited.
But we totally are like, I don't know. I mean, I think this proves that we actually.
We care a lot about you guys.
We care about like what
people
say.
Well, you know what happens is your stories grab us from the interweb. They grab our hearts.
Interweb.
And then we sit and we read them.
Yes.
And then we decide what we're going to advise about it. And then we read it again live. And then we start discussing it. So, guys, we're very invested.
Yeah.
So and it makes sense to me that I'm like super interested in what actually happens afterwards.
Fully. And like, so when we read it to each other, it's the first time we've heard about it. Mm-hmm. Like, each of us, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So then like when we get in the car, like we'll still be talking about it. Because I'll be like, dude, that story was crazy. Because we haven't talked about it before. So. It's fun.
It's very interesting.
Yes. All this to say, we like genuinely love you guys.
Love you, love you, love you. The love keeps growing.
It's growing
it's
in
an
our hearts.
Love.
I think. Do you have a shorter one today?
I have a shorter. Oh yes, I do have a shorter one today.
Okay. Mine. Let's do you first.
Finally.
I know it's been.
I feel
it's
like
been
I've
a lot
been
of me
second,
first.
Like last.
I mean,
for
last.
A while now.
That's very
and
true.
And I don't like it.
Okay, well, you know? I'm gonna throw you a bone.
I'm gonna take that bone.
Okay, perfect.
So all thank right. you for that.
Do you wanna give us a little teaser? What's coming our way?
So this one is anonymous.
Okay.
And
that's all you need to know.
She said, Ashley, why don't you title this for me? So I titled it for her.
Oh my gosh.
Which of course was
with?
Just like the highlight of my day.
How long did this take you?
It did not take long because after I read it, I was like, oh, I know. I already know.
Okay.
I titled it Alone and Hungry.
That's
and that is
great.
My title. So that's my little teaser for you. We're going to take a break and then I'll get into the Alone and Hungry
Perfect.
Email.
I'm ready and hungry.
And you know what? Same.
And break.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Also, I just want to say I have a dad joke at the end.
You have
I just
a dad joke?
I just don't want us to forget because it's great.
Oh, should you hit it with us now?
No, it's for the end.
Okay. For the end.
It's the ending.
Okay.
Yes.
I feel like we've got a lot going on this episode. It's so fun.
I know.
Okay. Alone and Hungry, you guys. I know you've been anticipating. It's been a long break. So
it's been approximately 1 minute and 20.
I'm going to dive right into it. Again, this is from Anonymous. She says, hi, Ashley and Taryn.
Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to start by saying how much I love this podcast. I have learned so many things from listening to you guys.
Thank you
so much. Your podcast continues to brighten my day during my daily commute. So I have an embarrassing story from my freshman year of high school.
Yes.
We love the embarrassing stories.
Love it.
I literally, like, I read this and I was just like, yep, I'll take
it. I'm ready.
Here we go. She says, One day, I was over at a friend's house. Let's call her Alexa.
Hi, Alexa.
Hi, Alexa. Fake name.
Alexa, play unsolicited advice.
Oh my gosh. Good job. That was clever.
Ooh. Oh, but they're listening to it.
They're listening to it, but it would be interesting.
But it would play through their house.
Guys, if that turned on Alexa, you let us know.
Video proof.
Please. Okay. Video proof it. Okay. I lost my spot.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Sorry, my fault.
Let's call her Alexa.
And Alexa.
No, I was just kidding. Back on.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to start from the top. One day, I was over at my friend's house. Let's call her Alexa.
I'm good.
Didn't do it. Okay, we're good. And we're just hanging out at her place. After a few hours, Alexa gets a mysterious text message.
Ooh.
Interesting. She tells me that she'll be back soon and proceeds to leave me in her room to go downstairs. Dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
No big deal, right?
Yeah.
It's her house.
You leave me in your house.
It's fine. It's normal. That happens.
I'm hungry.
Not in a weird way. I promise.
See what I did there?
After a few minutes go by, I start to wonder where she went. Then I begin hearing the sounds of dishes and cutlery and her family talking together downstairs. And all at once, I realized that Alexa and her family were having dinner and no one offered me any food or any water. And she left her in her room.
No.
I know. I think that's correct.
Are you serious?
I'm going to continue, but we'll continue.
Okay.
Keep in mind that at this point, I was at her house for a few hours and it was dinner time for me, too. As I was waiting, I felt extremely upset. I just thought I would have been invited by Alexa and her family since I was a guest at their house. And that's just, you know, common courtesy.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, I decided to reply to my mom as she had previously texted me asking if everything was going okay. At this point, I was alone in Alexa's room for about 10 minutes and I was very hungry.
And insert the title.
Nailed it. And hungry. Nailed Thank it. You. Thank you. I thought I handled this one very well.
Yes, you did.
So she texts her mom about the situation and continues on explaining her frustration and that she was hungry and that she was upset. Once she pressed send, your girl realized that she messed up really bad and sent the text message to Alexa instead of her mother.
Oh my gosh. Literally.
Can we just talk about, I know that feeling that you felt at that exact moment. That's the worst feeling on the planet.
I was not expecting another twist.
I know. Plot twist number two.
Getting left out of dinner alone
is already awkward and embarrassing. But
she sent it to her.
She sent the text message of her frustration explaining that Alexa left her and went downstairs to have dinner while she's hungry in her room to Alexa.
Oh my God.
While she's at dinner with her family and her friends upstairs. Like, that's just the best situation.
She probably heard a ding ding.
Yeah.
like the cutlery drops.
Yeah. I know, everyone gets really quiet. In houses, I feel like you can hear everything, especially those kind of things like dinner sounds.
Oh, fully.
So I'm sure she could hear her phone go off or something like that.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, yes, she sends it to Alexa instead of her mom. She continues saying, my stomach dropped to the ground and I felt my nervous system slowly shut down. What makes things worse is that shortly after I sent the message, I heard her family stop talking. ... She definitely got my text and showed it to her family. Quickly, I tried to think of any possible way to escape the situation. I thought about explaining how it was just a prank. I've so done that before. And she says,
got him.
I even considered sneaking out of her window, which,
oh my gosh,
that would have been my first plan.
That would have been great.
Literally anything to escape the humiliation. But soon enough, Alexa came back upstairs to confront me about it. I decided to be completely honest with her and apologize over and over again. Luckily, she was equally as embarrassed and we forgave each other and laughed it off. The end.
Oh, my gosh.
What would you do in that kind of situation?
First of all,
let's break it down. Situation number one. Let's pretend you're at my house.
But see, that's the thing is, like, I can't even think what I would do because I can't even fathom that happening.
I know. And it's so weird because the text message thing, I've done that before. And the honest to God truth is just tell the truth.
Yeah.
Every single time. There's no way to beat around the bush with that one. Yeah. You messed up. There's proof.
And well, in that scenario, she totally had a right to be like, bro, you left me.
Exactly.
You did dinner without
me. But like
me.
Freaking being, because like, oh, it's not gosh. Even like you coming over to my place. It's you coming over to my parents' place.
Yeah.
Not being super comfortable. Obviously, her mom texts her and asks how it was going. So they must not like do that very often.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's actually a guest in their house.
Yeah.
And they left her upstairs while they were eating dinner.
Well, why didn't she say like, hey, I'm going to go eat? Like the fact that she was just like, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And then goes and has a meal
in 45 minutes after I finish my dinner with my family. Like, that's just the weirdest. Like, that's
maybe
weird.
They sound like they're younger. So maybe
they do sound younger.
She, like, you know, when you're young and you're just like, my parents are so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she was like, I don't want you to be around my family.
I mean,
I don't know. I'm trying to, like,
that's a bit of a stretch.
Well, yeah, Alexa needs a stretch to. Alexa, figure that mode out.
I mean, so here's where I go with that. Because that, I mean, I'm sure that's a possibility. However, I feel like food and having guests over at your house around dinner time, I feel like that's a universal understood.
Fully.
They're invited to dinner.
Yeah.
If they're at your house at 5 o'clock when the table is set and everyone's making dinner, they're allowed to, like, you're supposed to invite them. And that, I mean, every country. It doesn't matter what language you speak. It doesn't matter where you are. That is a common courtesy.
Yeah.
So it blows my mind that, okay, here's where I'm going to continue. I can kind of see if Alexa is young, which we're suspecting that they're both young.
Yes.
I can kind of see Alexa not thinking about it. What were her parents thinking?
Oh, yes.
Her entire family is down there. And
my
no
first
one
question
is like,
as a
hey,
mom would
where's
be,
your friend?
Yeah. Like, where's your... Where's, did she leave? You know, like, why isn't
she
here?
Is she gone?
Yeah.
You know? So
is she good?
Just, like, I just,
oh my
yeah,
gosh.
I mean, I'm not a mom, so I'm sure I don't think that way yet, but that just seems like a common thing to be like, hey, wasn't there two of you up there? Like, where's the other one?
Oh my gosh, that's
isn't that
weird.
I don't even know what I would do. I would probably, because I'm a 9 and I hate confrontation, I would probably stay up there too long.
Yeah.
And then I'd slowly come down after way too much time has gone by and everyone would have been like, why did you wait 20 minutes?
Yeah.
You know, obviously, I think the best thing to do would be walk downstairs and be like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
Should I leave?
Yeah. Yeah.
Should
yeah.
I go? Because then they'll sense the awkwardness and be like, oh, no. I'm sorry. We thought you knew. Like, come down. Have dinner. But yeah, I probably would have sat there just because of the way Alexa handled it.
Yeah.
I would have been slightly uncomfortable, actually very uncomfortable, listening to everyone eating
fully.
Food downstairs.
I think I would have texted my mom and been like, come pick me up now, bring me some McDonald's. And then I would have walked when she got there. I would have walked and been like, bye. And then they would have been like, where are you going? I'd be like, well, I'm hungry. So my mom's taking me to dinner.
Peace.
And then I would have just walked out.
And just walk away. Yeah, I mean, that's the sassy way to do it. But I like the sassy way. Because,
well, I am a little sassy.
But
so.
Like, also, you can't just leave people up there. You
no,
can't do
feed
that.
Feed your friends.
Feed your friends. Hashtag feed your friends.
Feed your friends. You literally already asked me, do you want to eat tonight? And I was like, yes. So I don't know why I'm telling everyone that, but
it's true.
I'm getting fed by my friends tonight.
Proof. What to do.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, so that's the one situation. And then she texts Alexa.
Yeah,
instead
the text,
of her mom.
Honestly, the text, I feel like you always, if you send a wrong text, we've talked, how many stories have
oh, we've had
this element in it? Like, you always try to see if you can spin it, but when it's so blatant like that, like, you're literally talking crap about the person
you
texted.
Yeah, and it's what made it worse, I think, is because she was texting her mom, like, everyone unloads on their mom.
Oh, fully.
Like, you don't hold back, you know?
No.
If Taryn pisses me off and I'm texting my mom about it, I'm going to go ham because it's my mom. Like, I'm the type of person that, like, unloads on my mom. You don't hold back
me
on any of your feelings. So imagine if I sent that text to you.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to go to my mom. Like, I'm sure it was very blunt.
Well, moms bring out that emotional side. I don't know what it is. Like,
it's
oh
a comfort
gosh,
thing.
Sneeze.
It's a motherly comfort thing.
I'm Uh-oh. Trying not to sneeze because I'll Uh-oh. Literally blast all your eardrums. Okay.
Her face.
So like, have you ever, like, where something will happen and everyone's like, are you good? Are you good? And I'm like, no, I'm totally fine. Literally, I just have to make eye contact with my mom and I am a blubbering mess. Like,
the same
bawling
way.
And, like, it's, but it's ever since you're little. Like, even, like, little kids, when I was a preschool teacher, like, they would be fine and they hurt themselves like 3 hours ago, but their mom comes and they're like, and start limping. Yeah. And I'm like, what? Like, they were fine.
That's hilarious. But, I know exactly what you mean. My mom, all she has to do is like touch my shoulder and be like, are you okay? And then I'll just like break.
Yeah.
And I'll be fine. Like, she'll come in the house. She'll be like, hey, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm fine.
You're the queen. You're the queen of
I'm fine.
Right.
I am fine. And then she'll just finally, like, she'll give me my space and she'll come up and put her hand on my shoulder or like around my shoulders and be like, honey, are you okay? And then and I'll just be like, ah! I'm fine, but I'm not. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm a mess. So, yeah, it's a mom
gotta
thing.
Gotta love moms.
Dang it. Well,
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry,
and honestly,
Anonymous.
You know, this is coming from a foodie. Mm. I would maybe consider if this is the right friend for you.
Yeah, really concerned about this friendship.
Yeah.
Does she care for you?
And your mom's probably like, you're not going to her house because...
I mean, if someone did that to my child, I'd be like, well, that's done.
Oh my gosh, she's like Harry Potter.
Oh my God.
You know, as I'm holding my...
As you're holding your Harry Potter wand, guys, this is the epitome of Taryn.
No, okay. Oh, I don't just carry a wand with
you
me.
You sure do.
Every
episode, it's in your bag. It's in your bag.
I just want to clarify.
Don't try to back out of this.
But it's I literally pen, am talking, holding it. No, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say about that one. That's good. That was a great one.
I know. Anonymous, thank you so much for sharing your embarrassing, awkward, and horribly awful story.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing that with us. It was a great laugh. I really appreciate it. And guys, if you have any more awkward, embarrassing stories, Taryn and I live for this.
Yes.
They make our days so much better. And I love how like unique this is.
Yes. It's so unique.
It's so unique. Like, I've never heard of anyone doing that ever.
Yeah. No, so. I love those. And that's funny because the one I'm reading today is more serious, but it's a situation that you don't necessarily think about, which
Ooh.
I love those. I love those stories where I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, like what would I do in that scenario?
Yeah.
You know, like when it's like, oh, I have a crush, like all of us eat those stories up because we relate so much. But when it's these stories that it makes you go outside of like your norm,
yeah,
I love that too. So this is one, yeah.
So
definitely
good.
Have never thought of that.
Yep. Okay. So you're up next.
Yeah.
I get to relax now. Happy Ashley.
You get to relax. Mine is basically about, let's see if I can say this word. I was trying to say it in my head. Insensitivity. Insensitivity.
Insensitivity.
Sensitive.
Oh my gosh. You're like Nemo.
Insensitivity. Am I saying it weird? There's
like
a weird
anemone.
You say it.
Insensitivity.
Insensitivity. It's basically about just ignorant people crossing lines, and it was one that I've never like thought about. So
love that.
And it kind of put me in my place because I have definitely been insensitive
well
in
done.
This area.
Good job.
Thank you.
Well done.
I speak English. Good English. Let's take a break and then we'll get to that. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Break.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
And we're back.
Oh, man. What? I sniffed right when you did that.
We're both today. We both have like related to each other so much in our like allergy problems. Uh-huh. So like hearing a sniff is not uncommon at all.
Oh, it's actually the most real form of the both of us, I would think.
Sinus issues.
Claritin for life, baby.
I'm a Zyrtec.
I don't believe in Zyrtec.
What?
I'm just kidding.
That's what my doctor prescribed me.
It takes way too long to take effect.
Well, okay. So my doctor told me, because I went in because my allergies were so, they were like hella bad for a while. Mm-hmm. And so he prescribed me a nose spray, which is the most god-awful experience.
Yeah, you hate nose sprays, but I've grown up with them.
Like eye drops, ear drops, nose spray. Like when you're trying to put liquid in my eyes or my nose, it doesn't feel natural.
Well, I mean, it's not, you know, like it's not.
I don't enjoy it.
But, you know, yeah.
I am definitely like, I'm Rachel from Friends. Maybe I should post. I have a video of my two roommates holding me down.
She does. I've seen it.
To put eye drops in my eyes because I can't do it. But anyways.
Proof it.
I will proof it. Oh,
proof
post
it.
I liked who said that.
Yeah.
Gosh, we're so cool.
We're so clever.
We're so cool.
Go okay. us.
But yeah, so he has a nose spray and then Zyrtec, but he was like, you can't just like take these when you're like, oh, I'm getting allergies, take it. He said it has to be like a morning ritual. So uh-huh. It's like your body's fighting it off before it even starts, mm-hmm. which I suck at.
You're bad
being
at
on
stuff.
Any kind of routine. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for confirming that. Okay. oh, gosh, I didn't even think about it. This is about an allergy, too, but a more serious one, which I'm not making light of this story.
No, we're my making allergies light of are ourselves.
Totally separate.
Always. That's what we
it's
do.
It's just, you know, when you have to listen to audio of yourself talking, you become very aware of all of your flaws. For instance, I say like so much.
You do. I mean, I do too, but you do
so
more,
much.
Maybe?
We posted a video, I think it was a few episodes ago, and I said like 30 times, I swear, in I'm trying not to say it now, in a 30-second window. And, you know, I've come to grips with it. Like, it's my filler word.
It's everyone, most people's filler word.
I think yours is
I do say a lot.
You say mm-hmm. I say like, which is, it sucks because I feel like... No, that's right. I feel like.
You just turn it into, I feel as though.
I feel as though society in general, especially when I was younger, uh-huh. that was a big deal. People, like my dad would always say, don't say like, you know, yeah. stop saying like. And my brothers would count how many times I said like. That was a big deal, like when I was younger.
Yeah.
And so now I'm aware of it. I'm going to try to say
I'm so proud of you. Well, I mean. Or just try to get rid of filler words altogether.
But again, that's how you know I'm being natural.
It's like speech class.
If I say like a lot, you know that I'm just totally speaking from the heart.
Yeah, which is great. And we want that. We want that for you.
So I will try. I hear you all. Thank you for making me very aware of my flaws.
That's what we're here for. Guys, I'm taking your side. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do an Ashley thing.
I love how you do that before you start. Podcast voice
for my
podcast listeners. I didn't today.
I don't think you did that.
You know what? I think it's because I'm drinking tea. It just kind of like coated my throat. I felt really good about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Felt confident in my talking voice today.
Cool. I wish there was a T for
like. You guys agree? You like that? Talking voice?
I like your talking voice.
Thank you.
Talking voice. Okay. So this one, she is anonymous, but she gives herself a name.
Okay.
Which I liked.
That's fun.
Okay.
It's like a character.
Yes.
It's like playing a character.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, totally. Okay. Hello, Ashley and Taryn.
Hi.
Hi. I would first love to say that I love listening to unsolicited advice, and I always look forward to Mondays. I love that. We are taking over.
Thank you so much.
We basically own a day of the week. That's pretty cool.
I know. Monday's ours.
It's ours. We invented it. I do not wish for you to say my name, but you can call me Dakota.
Dakota.
I wonder what I would call myself if I could be something else. I got nothing. Okay.
I'm gonna think about that.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Please do. She says it's my dog's name. I love that. I could be Charlie. I like when it's boy names that are.
I don't see you as Charlie.
Okay, that's fine. We're just gonna keep moving on.
That's a hard no.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So Dakota, we're calling her Dakota. Here is my story about my life-threatening allergy and ignorant people. So I would first like to say that I'm highly allergic to nuts, including peanuts, tree nuts, and coconut. Oh, I've never heard of that coupled with it.
Tree nuts and coconut?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever met anyone allergic to coconut, I guess.
That's interesting. If I ingest it, I go into anaphylactic shock and my throat closes up. I carry an EpiPen around with me just in case. That is just some background knowledge on my allergy, and I would like to share a story about it. Do you know anybody who's allergic to nuts?
Yes.
That's such a common one.
I feel like nuts, specifically peanuts, is very common. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because I work with kids, the allergy list and how many kids are severely allergic to something is crazy. And it goes into all those conspiracy theories about like our food and whatever. Because back in the day, like that wasn't a thing.
No one had that problem. It wasn't a thing. Yeah. And, you know, modern medicine's good, but then it's like,
are you allergic to anything?
I'm allergic to grasses and pollens and cats and dogs.
Okay. Yeah. Same.
Every spring, I usually struggle. Yeah. And then I mean, growing up with my family, we always had dogs. Like we have a dachshund and a Labrador, and I'm very allergic to both of them.
Yeah.
So like I love them to death. And just side note, I'll always have a dog in my life.
Yeah.
But very big dog person, pro dogs. But I can't like wrestle with them without breaking out or my eyes swelling or sneezing.
Yeah, I'm severely allergic to like pet dander. I don't even know what it is, but whatever. Yeah. And I got a chinchilla.
A chinchilla.
It was the actual worst freaking pet to get. That's if you amazing. Have allergies, because they're psycho, so their hair is always flying around, and did not know they were nocturnal.
Oh, yeah.
So my little Chimichanga, that was his name.
Chimichanga?
Chimmy, I called him for short.
That's cute.
He would bounce around at night, and I would put socks next to my bed because I would throw a sock at the cage. It wouldn't hurt him. Calm down, everyone. Get off my back. But and I would just be like, Chimmy, shut it. And then he would like chill for a little bit.
I could hear the world erupting to that already.
She throws socks at animals. Yeah. Anyways, we're getting way off. Yeah. Okay.
My bad.
So she says, during one of my classes, we were allowed to eat a snack. Everything was fine until one day when a student who was sitting near my desk was eating peanuts, except he was also sharing them with other students next to him. I kept an eye on them to make sure the peanuts weren't getting too close to me. My friend who knew I had a nut allergy, which, by the way, I love this friend, nicely and quietly handled it very well, went over to them and asked them not to spread the peanuts around too much. The student then decided to come over to my desk and try to touch my stuff, like my pencils, with his dirty hands that had peanut dust on them. Yeah. My mama bear came out.
Oh,
hard.
My God.
Hard.
Why would they do that?
Honestly, we'll save it for the end. I stand up and tell him to stop. The fact that she stood up, that tells you like she was scared, you know?
Yeah.
He eventually walks back to his desk after I raise my voice to tell him to stop again. I go to my teacher and tell her what had happened. She talks to the student in the hallway, but clearly she doesn't talk to him sternly enough, because after that, for the rest of the school year, he always showed me his peanut granola bars, etc. I was very, very scared and nervous because I couldn't believe people would actually do that. Thankfully, he moved away and I will never see him again. Whoop, whoop.
Praise be.
In all caps. Yeah. So then she also shares like a funnier side to her allergy, which I thought was cute. She's yeah. she's like, this is darker. I'll show her a funny thing. But she said she went to a piano recital a while ago, and afterwards they had snacks and drinks. And she went with her best friend to get a lemonade, and the best friend grabs the lemonade from her and checks the label to see if the lemonade had nuts in it.
Oh, cute. That's so cute.
We always laugh at it because it was sweet and caring of her to do that, even though it was lemonade. Clearly no peanuts.
Yeah.
So yeah, that is her story. And there is an area of life that I get so heated. And it's injustice. I feel like you could say that, but it's a blatant not only disregard of someone's feelings, but it's like a blatant, like that's an aggressive, I don't even know what word I'm trying to say, but like for him to go out of his way to like touch her stuff when he
and
knows,
show her granola bar every day.
Yeah. And she obviously has a fear. Like, first of all, that's straight up bullying. Like straight up bullying. But it goes so much more past that. Like,
it really does. That's insane. And I don't, does she say how old?
I'm assuming high school. It sounds like high school.
Okay. It sounded younger, maybe, but maybe not.
Cause I feel like high school still is that where like, oh, you can have a snack today. Like,
yeah.
Let me go talk to you out in the hall. Like things like, it sounds high school to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like completely mind blown. And so, okay. So I looked up some statistics on allergies. And it says, just because like, I feel like one of it is ignorance. Like he obviously doesn't understand
the severity of her allergy.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Bro, if he touched her knowingly with peanuts and she died.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Would that be murder? If you're aware.
Probably.
You hear it like involuntary in CSI and stuff. Maybe. I don't know the difference between most of them. But you hear about that like CSI where it's like she ground up peanuts and is like whatever and killed him. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. And his milkshake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So it says estimated. Oh, no. It says estimates say in the United States, thousands of people visit the emergency room annually because of allergic reactions to food. Somewhere around 150 to 200 people die in the U.S. each year because of food allergies. It's estimated that around 50 to 62% of the fatal causes of anaphylaxis were caused because of peanut allergies.
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you how many planes I've been on. That have been like, excuse me, cabin. Like, there's one person on this flight that has a very severe peanut allergy. If you have any snacks, don't open them. And I'm always, I'm sure.
I don't handle it correct.
I don't handle it correctly.
Yeah.
And I'll be the first to say this. I feel like there has to be a better way to tell that the cabin, like if there was some way to send out an email notification, because like,
oh, like pre,
yeah, because yeah. One of the most common snacks on planes mm-hmm. is peanuts mm-hmm. and everyone, especially when I travel, I bring usually a bag of cashews and a bag of peanuts,
yeah,
or trail mix or a granola bar, which all have peanuts in it,
yeah,
you know. So I feel like I'll pack accordingly for myself and then I can't open anything,
yeah,
on a 12-hour flight.
That's and very true.
This is just a complete side note because obviously I would never open it because they have a severe allergy. I would never do that to them. But this is just like me complaining to the airplane. Like, we buy our tickets way ahead of time. We should there have should some be kind some of notification type of
notice, yeah.
So that I know to bring, you know, cheese and crackers instead of, you know.
No, but it is totally. I just like, did you hear that?
Huh?
My throat made a weird noise. Okay. It's true because that happened to me on a flight and I was super pissed about it because my mom had made her homemade Chex Mix and it was a flight. Dude.
Taryn's mom's homemade Chex Mix is so good.
If I could send you food through this mic, I would freaking shove that Chex Mix right in your mouthful. But I remember because it was one of our trips to Liberia, Africa, which is like a bajillion
day or yes. two of traveling. Yes.
So, and I had this huge thing, and literally, like, that's my, like, thank God I have this Chex Mix on the flight.
Yeah.
And I had such a sour attitude about it. And I was like telling the person next to me, I can't remember, I think it was my dad or my brother. I was like, they should have thought about this before, like whatever. And in that moment, like I'm totally guilty. Obviously, I wasn't like, I didn't open it. I didn't intentionally do anything.
And you're also not going to go like touch the person's chair and throw your snacks at them.
That's a prime example of like me even being like super ignorant about it. Like it's not their fault. And you're in this pressurized cabin that's like circulating air. Like, of course, like you need to be careful.
Yeah.
But after reading this story, I was so much more aware of it. And I was like, I can't believe people would do that.
I know. I can't believe he would touch her things.
Yeah, I feel like, well, I'm glad he's gone now. I'm glad you told your teacher because.
You definitely should have told your teacher. I'm very glad that you did that too. Yeah. Standing up for yourself.
Totally.
Well, I probably wouldn't have said anything.
I know you would not. If I, oh my gosh, that boy would be dropped on the floor in 2 seconds if I was your friend though.
Oh, guys.
You know I would have killed him.
Taryn would have destroyed him.
Oh, freaking drop kick.
I would have been uncomfortable because it was becoming an ordeal.
Yeah.
And I don't like conflict. Taryn would have smacked him so hard.
Oh, I'll fight a boy.
That he would have choked on his granola bar.
Yep.
And she would have sat there and watched him.
Yep. Be like, you allergic to my fist? Boom. Yeah. Oh, I would have killed him. But yeah, I definitely think it's hard because when you're younger, there's the whole like snitch thing, right?
Yeah,
like you tell on someone, it kind of makes it worse. I remember even like when I was in high school, this boy kind of like fixated on me of being like my group of friends was not nice to him. I didn't myself do anything, but he kind of like fixated blame on me, like associated me with that. And he became very obsessed with like doing weird stuff. Mm. And so he got a hold of my phone number. And there was one night where he called me and literally I answered the phone and he just said, "You'll never see it coming," and hung up.
Oh,
and yeah, dude, it was bad.
My God.
I was crying so hard. I literally froze and was crying so hard that my mom walked in and was like, "What's going on?" And so I finally told her, and my dad came and was like, "What just happened?" And of course, like, he was a stupid high school boy. Like, we just called the number right back, you know?
Right.
And my dad actually went out and talked to him for like a really long time and was just like,
"Oh, shoot.
Don't you ever," like,
I would be terrified to talk to your dad.
Yes.
I can just imagine, like,
especially when he's in protector mode, you know?
That's what I mean. Like any dad, obviously, when you're messing with their baby girl, like, get out of the way. But I would be so scared of your dad at that moment. If I was that boy on the other line, I would be shaking.
My dad is someone, and I want to make this clear because he says I always, am like, "Oh, my dad's so scary, and Ashley's dad's the nicest." I love my dad. He's one of my favorite people in the world.
I love him so much.
He has this ability to, like you instantly respect him, and, like, but it's a gift, like, honestly. Like, that's why I think he's such a good authority figure.
Well, I was going to say, your dad was a principal.
Yeah, he has that ability.
He's perfect for that job.
But you love him and, like, respect him.
Yeah.
And so, but this is one thing, and I was mad about it that night, but it's one of the things that I just totally respect about my dad, is not only did he call this kid and, like, chew him out, but then he sat there and talked to him about why he was doing that. And then this kid just totally spilled his guts about how he's getting bullied at school. And, like, I didn't even know the severity of, like, what my friends were doing.
Yeah.
So my dad came in, made sure I felt like heard and that he had my back. But then he also sat there and was like,
you need
to stand up for people when things are going. I don't care that you didn't do it.
That.
Yeah. And I was like, "Dad, this kid just started to kill me." And the boy told him, he was like, "I was just going to hit her with a water balloon."
Immediately go to like knife or gunshot.
Well,
you'll
never see it coming. Like, ew.
Yeah, that's like my nightmare. Head goes straight to like worst case scenario. But
he did.
Anyone's would.
This is so all that to get to this point. He did, like, I was in that place where I was afraid because I was like, if you tell, it's going to make him more angry. But there's certain lines that cannot be crossed.
No, yes.
And so my dad did. I cried my eyes out because I was so upset. But now I totally understand. He went to the principal the next day and he said, "This is what happened. Like, this needs to be taken seriously." And I think the kid got, like, suspended or something. But But like, I feel like you did tell your teacher, which is good. Mm-hmm. But if you felt in that moment that teacher didn't take it seriously, especially because this has to do with your life.
Yeah.
It needs to be taken to your parents. You need to like tell the principal.
A peanut allergy is more severe, I think, than a little threat, which was still a very like, was still a threat. And that's scary. Totally. But like, coming at you with peanut residue on your
hand. No, that's not okay.
That is a serious threat.
And there's ways to, like, maybe the principal could say, like, hey, we're going to introduce this new policy in school or the next assembly. Let's educate people on what a peanut allergy is. Yeah. So I would have definitely taken it farther. And I think, you know,
you have every right.
Unfortunately, like, you're going to have to deal with this the rest of your life. So continue to, like, protect yourself and have good friends that are going to look out for you. But also, don't be afraid to, like, kind of like go above people's heads if you need to like make sure that you're safe.
It's a serious matter, and obviously some kids don't take it seriously.
But I want to punch little homeboy.
I
want to so
punch
bad.
Him too.
Mama bear is out. Okay. Well, I think it's time to wrap up.
It is time to wrap up. Actually, can I have say a.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, no. I feel like it's already long.
Yeah.
Can I end with the dad joke?
Yeah, let's end with the dad joke.
Okay. I'm really excited about this one. So this one, I was telling Ashley, I feel like the thing that makes dad jokes so great is it's usually just the slightest play on words that you first read it and you're like, I don't really understand. And then when you get it, you're like, that's so stupid. Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So
1,000%,
all that to say, this is a great dad joke.
Yay. I'm so excited.
Okay. I freaking love these. Okay. My wife is really mad at the fact that I have no sense of direction. So I packed up my stuff and write.
Do you get it? Think about it.
Packed up my stuff and write.
I'm literally crying.
If you get directions wrong, so you're supposed to turn right, but you were actually supposed to turn.
So packed up my stuff and right.
Get it?
Mark, do you get this?
How does he get it?
I packed up my stuff and left. But he's bad at directions.
Okay.
No?
I did not get it until you explained it.
Okay, fine. One more. Today, my son.
I know you had two ready.
Of course, I have like 1,000. But that wasn't funny to you?
No, it was funny. I didn't realize what.
That's why it's a good dad joke. It's fine. I mean, that's just my humor, I guess.
Guys, did you guys understand it? Let us know.
I hope that people are laughing. Okay.
They are.
Today, my son asked, can I have a bookmark? And I burst into tears. 11 years old, and he still doesn't know my name is Brian. Do you get it?
Can you say it again?
How do you not get these? That one killed me.
Mark is dying.
Yes. Okay.
Can you say it again?
Today, my son asked, can I have a bookmark? I burst into tears.
I thought that one was so funny.
I got it now.
Okay.
Guys, wow. Maybe I need.
Honestly, I think that we should end every episode with just one. And then the whole goal is if you get it or not.
Okay.
Okay. I thought those were pure gold.
They're very funny. I don't know why I didn't.
This is why, like, I'm gonna thrive when I'm like in my like 50s, and if my husband is one of those cheesy,
you're gonna be a dad joke.
I'm gonna
queen
thrive.
Yep.
I'm gonna be like, babe, tell that one again.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening.
Yes.
If you have a story that you like to share with us, where can they send it to, Taryn?
Where can they send it to, Ashley?
No, I said it first.
No, last three episodes.
It's not my fault. You have to remember.
Let's say it together.
No.
1, 2, 3. Ashley! You
fine.
Suck.
Fine.
1, 5, 4. 1, 2, 3.
Advice Unsolicited Pod at gmail.com. I like how you went up and I went down. It sounded very.
You know, it's all about that fluctuation.
Satisfying. Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. I liked it a lot. Right. Don't forget to follow us on our socials. We have Instagram, we have the Twitter, we have the Facebook, we have all those things.
I feel like we're going to have a lot of things we need to post for this week. We did a lot of little nuggets.
We did a lot of little nuggets that we'll for sure, you know, post about and proof. What did we say? Proof post. Proof it.
Proof it.
We're going to proof it. We're going to proof it. I like all the things.
Yep. I like that.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening. Have a happy, happy, happy Monday. And we will talk to you guys next Monday.
Yes.
Bye. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.